This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
The Specialty Produce app is an educational, expository, live encyclopedia of fresh foods that you can hold in the palm of your hand. With over 20 years of research and counting, we are ever striving to bring the freshest and fullest information to the table. Our comprehensive articles cover history, culture, flavor profile, culinary application, and more, while our in-app gallery of magazine-worthy food photos brings the items to life, making you wish you could take a bite. Branch out beyond bleak produce inventories and support local farmers who are growing something different by exploring our global in-app share market, where you can discover unique items or specialty marketplaces near you. Stay hungry, friends. Download today on Apple or Android and start exploring.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Wow, I'm so excited to be here today, live in the studio in San Diego at the Specialty Produce Network. And I'm here live on Facebook Messenger with Jaden Potter. Welcome, Jaden.
Hello.
Welcome. Jaden is part of the UC Davis sailing team. And we are so excited to hear, to interview him, and to bring out all of the great things that sailboat racing in our college years is all about. So welcome, Jaden. We're so glad you're here. I know you're on campus at UC Davis right now, and thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So, Jaden, what year are you in college?
I am a fourth year.
You're a fourth year, so senior?
Yes.
All right. And so as a senior, how long have you been part of the sailing team?
I started sailing in college my freshman year. So this is my fourth year with the team.
Wow. So 4 years with the team. And so what helped you decide to get involved with the UC Davis sailing team? Because they are a little bit inland in Davis, right outside of Sacramento, California.
Yeah. No, sure. It was a bit of an odd choice for sailing. I was looking at different schools, and I knew that academics were super important, and I also knew that I really wanted to sail, so I was looking at schools that were good for studying but also had a sailing team and ended up at Davis.
Wow. And so that's fantastic. And so at UC Davis, in a college in America that is inland and not near a lot of water areas, how do you all get together and go sailing? What is that?
Yeah, we meet once or twice a week usually, and we get together and we'll drive to the nearest body of water, which is about 20 minutes away, so we're super lucky, at a little port called Lake Washington, and it's off the Sacramento River. So we go there and we sail together, and then we'll do other things such as meetings on campus.
That's awesome. And so what got you excited about joining the sailing team? What interests you about that?
Well, at first, it was because I really enjoy sailing. I was super excited to get into that. But as I got more involved in the team, it really became for the friends, which are really great. And they help you through the studying and through the hard times and the good times.
Wow, that's really great. And so when you get out in the water, are you guys, what kind of sailboats are you in when you're sailboat racing amongst each other?
Yeah, so college racing is mainly FJs. So that's what we sail.
And those are flying juniors, and they're about, what, 18 to 20 feet? Is it 20 feet long?
Yeah, they're pretty short. They're dinghies for sure. There's two of us in them.
Yes. Okay, so one is driving, and one is managing the mainsail and the front of the boat, right? The jib?
Yep.
Yep, okay. And do you fly spinnakers on that?
No, we don't. And college, that's too complex for us.
Not really. But it might be for a little boat.
Yeah, right?
And so, like, what other teams do you race with or race against in other colleges?
We race against a good amount of teams, all the way up from University of Victoria and UBC up in Canada, all the way down to the Hawaii team, Arizona, but it's mainly West Coast.
Yeah, you've been down to San Diego a few times in Mission
yep.
Bay and,
sure.
and joined the Mission Bay Yacht Club teams. And so they have team regattas too, right? So many, many colleges come together in a certain area and race against each other. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome. And then, so explaining too about like joining clubs and joining, you know, sports teams on college, in your college, in your campus, there's opportunities for travel. And you all just recently, a few months ago, got to, or it was last month, got the opportunity to go to Hawaii to go sailing and be in a regatta there. What was that like?
Yeah. I'll answer your first question. Joining a team on campus can be hard for some people. It's hard to know what there is because there's so much, it's overwhelming. And we are a small team and there's 30,000 students. So sometimes it's hard to get the word out, even if there's posters. But we often ask students, like, how did you hear about us? And sometimes it's like, oh, I wanted to sail, so I looked you up. And other times I was looking through a list and thought that was cool. We also table and do events, things like that. And a lot of word of mouth. It's like, hey, this guy said sailing was cool, so I joined.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And when you got to travel to Hawaii, what was that like? Share with us a little bit about that experience.
Traveling to Hawaii was super fun. It was great. So all of us were super excited, and we planned it a few months out. And then one weekend, we basically hopped on the plane. Very early Friday morning, we flew there, which was a lot of fun. We all had our PFDs and carry-on bags because checked bags are expensive. We showed up in Hawaii, and one of the parents was really great and drove us around in a 15-person van, which was a ton of fun as a team van.
I know. He's amazing, isn't he? He's pretty
he's
funny.
Thanks, Marvin.
Marvin's my husband, and it's funny because we grew up in Hawaii, and I attended University of Hawaii, and the UH team and the UH sailing coach there, Andy Johnson, we give a big shout-out for him as well.
Yes.
And amazing that he hosted you all coming on and coming in and sailing in Hawaii over the weekend. I mean, wow, what a spectacular opportunity. And what other teams did you race against when you were there with them?
We raced against, let's see, one East Coast team, actually, that I can't remember the name of. And then a lot of the other teams we raced against that qualified. So I think the Huskies were there, which is a Oregon team, I think.
Yeah.
Or Washington. No, it's got to be Washington. And a few other of the Californian schools. So I think there was maybe 12 or 14 teams.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing, right?
Yeah.
So all college kids for a big weekend got together in Hawaii, sailed against each other, had fun, connected, right? And so then college kids get to connect with other kids all around the world. And
yeah,
isn't
which is
that
super cool.
It is exciting, right?
So good.
And so with your sailing adventures and you're entering, you know, you're completing your fourth year, what will these adventures bring to your life? What will you go and do in your future, in your adult life with having this sailing experience?
That's a great question. Going forth, it's always a question, do I go sail big boats? Do I just sail recreationally for fun? But I think you take away a lot of the skills from sailing that people sometimes miss, right? You
yeah.
become very hands-on, and you become in touch with nature. So I'll be like outside. I'm like, oh, the wind's about to blow, right? And it's little funny things like that. And you take away a massive friend group from it too, which is really great.
Right. And so kids that may be watching this podcast either now or in the future, and they're excited about sailing and becoming part of a sailing team, what would you suggest for them, the younger kids and kids in high school? How could they go ahead and get started and then become part of a college sailing team?
Well, I think it's super great that they're already sailing. That's a great first step. And remembering that college sailing isn't intimidating. It's really all about having fun and also competing together. But it's not like we're all here to come in first, second, or third, right? We're
right.
here for a good time.
Right. And it's so much fun. And what it's like to be out, you know, on the water and then be with 30, 40, 50 boats that are all of the same size, same shape. And there's two of you on board and then you all are in the starting sequence and you go through the race. It's really exciting because I'm not sure people have seen that many little boats all together. But when everybody starts to pile up at the windward mark or the leeward mark, right, when they're rounding yeah. those marks, what is that like, you know, for everybody?
Yeah, no, for sure. Sometimes it gets a little hectic, especially in JV or on weird days where you're sailing, like in San Francisco Bay at Treasure Island, and the wind starts shifting all over the place. So one of my favorite memories is I was racing as, I think, a freshman, and we all piled up at the top mark. And because of that, we ended up, there were maybe like 15 of us all touching, so we're all pushing and pulling off each other. It's pretty hectic. And then we got around the mark, and there was upwind tack all the way back to the finish. So it's a pretty funny race.
Wow. So it's upwind to the upwind mark, and then it was upwind to the downwind mark.
Yeah, which was the still wind switched the completely.
Upwind, yes. Hawaii does that every once in a while, too. It's pretty remarkable.
Oh, it's crazy.
Most people, most places won't do that, especially during the same race.
No, you should finish that race, call it off.
Right. Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun. And then share with us a little bit about the camaraderie. Like, what does that mean for you all to come together and be together over the 4 years? I mean, that's really a special opportunity to make friends in environments that you wouldn't normally make friends with, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's really interesting because you jump into a sailing team and you're like, oh, this is great. We'll be friends. But in college, it's a lot more because there's so many people. It's great having that very small, close, tight environment. And you really get to know someone when you travel 14 hours with them to who knows where. Or we'll go camping while we're sailing, right? So we'll sail to venue, but we're also camping. So you spend a lot of quality time with these people and you get to know them really well, which is great. And then I guess that sort of impacts us because we have people to live with, or we have a lot of people that can help us. Like, hey, do you need housing? Do you need help on this assignment? I've taken that class.
Right.
So it's really cool.
Right. And so much support with one another in ways, because it can be, especially on a very large campus like UC Davis, where I think it's 30 to 39,000 students. And that's a lot of students to meet and to make friends with and to stick with throughout year after year after year. And so that is very exciting to be able to do that and have, you know, parties together, have experiences together, right, go on hikes together and other environmental activities outside of sailing as well.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Right. So it helps everyone not feel so far away from home when they're away at college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And so in that future, what feels like it in your heart to do with sailing after you graduate from college? What do you think you'll do?
Ooh, a part of me wants to get into big boat sailing, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to get straight into racing. I think it'd be really fun to go tour small islands up in Vancouver.
Wow.
I think that might be the next thing.
That's a beautiful opportunity, right? So exciting, right? Even sailing cruising is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And sailboat racing is a lot of fun. And Marvin and others can invite you on Transpac if you want to do that one.
Yeah. That'd be crazy.
They did that. It is crazy. It's pretty wild going 3,500 miles across the ocean.
Yeah.
So, if as a takeaway point for everyone listening, you know, parents and kids alike, what would you say that is the greatest thing about sailing that you enjoy so much? Like when you're in the boat, when you're driving or crewing, what is it that excites you about being on the boat and being sailing in that moment? What is that that you could share with everyone?
I think when I really am loving sailing, it's on those high wind days where it's really beautiful and sunny. The water's splashing over you, through you. Your boat's bouncing up and down. It's a little of control, but you're able to control it. And I love that feeling. It's super cool. You can feel the boat, like the hull, lift out of the water and start skimming across the surface. And I really enjoy that feeling. Super, a lot of adrenaline. Super exciting to share that with someone else in the boat.
Yeah. It really is, because a lot of times it's this inner experience that's so exhilarating, feeling the wind just literally pass through your body, feel it, you go across the boat and really power up the boat, and you can maneuver the boat with the ocean or with the water and with the wind, and it is so exciting to be in that environment together.
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful experience. We invite really everyone to go out and have a sailing adventure. Even if you don't know anything about boats, visit your local yacht club, and even inland, you can experience sailing and other water sports activities that really kind of get you out of your head, right? Into your heart, into your body, into an experience that really helps give you a little bit of break from studying and some of the college overwhelm and the stresses that we may experience when we're in that environment.
For sure. It's great. Gets you out of all the schoolwork for a minute, gets you outside. You have to let go of the schoolwork for a couple hours, which is sometimes really what you need to get a fresh start at it.
Absolutely. Fresh starts for all of us. Well, thank you so much, Jaden, for joining us today and sharing your insights about sailing and joining college sailing teams. We really promote everyone to go out and find that other way of being with you, to reduce stress and to support yourself and to feel good in the world you live in, and go out there and just experience life. And we support sailing and love sailing, and it's such a fun experience. Thank you, Jaden, for joining us and sharing with everyone the experience of college sailing.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have a great day, everyone. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We are so grateful for you tuning in and experiencing the innovations and opportunities we all can incorporate into our daily lives. Connect with us at centerforconsciouskids.com to sign up for the latest news that showcases these revolutionary services and products. Our global website provides families with an online conduit for enrichment and transformation in all our lives. Please share with other kids and families who would enjoy these advancements in living consciously. I'm Ashley Lee, and I thank you so much for joining us.